April Fool's Day. What would you say if someone told you that the world was changing to metric time? In other words, instead of 60 minutes in every hour, there would be 100. This is exactly what happened on April 1st, 1975, when an Australian news program played an April Fool's Day joke on its viewers. This type of joke is called a hoax. The people who pull the hoax are trying to fool a large amount of people. A few people always fall for a well-planned hoax. People who believe anything are gullible. Part of the April Fool's Day tradition is for the prankster to yell, "April Fool!" after a person has fallen for a joke. April Fool's Day, also known as All Fool's Day, is always on April 1st. It is observed throughout the Western world and in many other countries as well. Traditionally, all practical jokes are played out in the morning before noon. There is no confirmed origin of April Fool's Day, though it has been in practice for hundreds of years. The scope of April Fool's Day has changed dramatically since the 1700s. Even until recently, April Fool's Day was limited to practical jokes and fool's errands between family members, friends, and colleagues. For example, students would tell each other their shoelaces were untied or their zippers were undone. These days, pranksters use various methods to fool the masses. Jokes and hoaxes come in the form of email, tweets, Facebook updates, product launches, and YouTube videos. The most popular April Fool's Day hoaxes in history are legendary. These types of jokes work because they are organized by well-trusted media sources. The BBC's Swiss spaghetti harvest hoax is one of the most well-known. In 1957, the BBC featured a program about a spaghetti crop in Switzerland that was thriving because the spaghetti weevil, a weevil is an insect, had died off during a mild winter. When viewers contacted the BBC to ask how to grow their own spaghetti trees, they were advised to place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. Google tries to fool the world on April 1st each year, too. In 2000, Google announced a search technology that could read a user's mind. In 2006, they announced the new launch of Google Romance. Their slogan was, "Dating is a search problem." In 2007, Google announced Gmail Paper, a free webmail service for turning emails into paper to send via the postal service. April 1st is a day that helps us learn to laugh at ourselves. But do some jokes go too far? Jokes that are in bad taste can hurt people's feelings and even be dangerous. One town in America announced in 2008 that there would be a new bylaw in which all April Fool's Day jokes and pranks would be banned. Extra staff members were hired at the local newspaper to prevent April Fool's Day jokes from being printed. The newspaper even bought extra scissors to cut out any jokes that got through. April Fool!